music today on the speakers, and it's not on there. And I thank you, John, you're going to get that on there. And Erica's in the studio, and she's pointing in all directions to get the music on. And we're going to have a great time today. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And I know that so many of you watch every day, every week, the program around the country and overseas. And I want to thank you for being with me again today. And today we've got a fantastic program. Every program we have is fantastic. Every program we have is honoring to God. Every program we have encourages you and lifts you up to the Lord and sees to it that you grow in your spirit. That's what Rose Ministries and Clear Vision is all about. Seeing to it that we feed you the Word in such a way, not just feed you the Word, but feed it to you in such a way that you grow with God and you grow in His presence and you grow in your strength and courage. So today our message is going to be talking about making a plan. Making a plan. How do you make a plan? I know so many people who have ideas of what they want to do in their life. They wish for things in their life, but they really don't have a plan of what they want to do in their life. So let's start off with the Word in Proverbs 4:25. And that scripture tells us, 4:25 and 26, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. See, we can have plans, but our plans have to line up with what God says. Our plans have to be His plans. And His plans are that you have a blessed life. That's His plans. I love my staff at Rose Ministries. They are so fun. And we have the best time, and they have plans every day to see to it that we have a good time there. Because we know in God you have a good time. You have a good life. You don't have a sorry, old, dragged down, beat 'em up, like, oh, how am I going to get through today life? And the other day I got a little email on my computer in my office from one of our staff, Karen, that heads up all of our distribution and giveaways and everything that you see on the air when you order. And I just loved what it said. It said, it has a little picture of Tweety Bird. I know everybody remembers Tweety Bird from, the cat and Tweety Bird. Who was the Tweety Bird cat? Do you remember? Sylvester. Sylvester and Tweety Bird. And it says, and here's Tweety Bird on the picture. And it says, so, dear Lord, so far today, am I doing all right? I have not gossiped, lost my temper, been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or self-indulgent. I have not whined, complained, cursed, or eaten any chocolate. I have charged nothing on my credit card. But, Lord, I will be getting out of bed in a minute. And I think I'll really need your help. I don't know about you, but I thought that was pretty awesome. We have all these great ideas for the day. We have all these thoughts that we're going to follow up through the day, and we're going to make sure we do it all right for God. But then we get our focus off on something else. And see, God wants you to understand, you have to know your purpose. You have to know your purpose in life in order to fulfill your divine destiny. You need a plan. Well, what is your plan today? Is your plan to spend time with the Lord? Is your plan from within? Or is your plan to run here, run there? Get everything going in all directions you can, and then throw up your hands in the middle or the end of the day because you're so exhausted you can't stand it anymore? Is your plan to wake up each day knowing where you're going? Is your plan knowing which direction you're going to take to get there? What is it you want to accomplish in your day? When you have a ministry the size of this ministry worldwide, reaching 950 million people with every broadcast, we have to have plans that come right down to the second, just like this broadcast. This broadcast is planned right down to the second, and it's planned according to the way that God has directed us to have it. We have, every time we have a broadcast, we meet. Every time we have guests, we meet. We may not meet for very long, but we meet and we discuss our plans. And our plans at this ministry and on this broadcast is to honor the Lord and to witness the Word of God to you in such a way that you stand strong in who God says you are. Once you've determined your purpose, beloved, stick with it at all costs. Let's say you plan today to love somebody that's been mean to you, that's been angry with you, that's been bitter toward you, that's been unforgiving toward you. But then you get on into the day, and that person doesn't respond to you the way you'd like. Maybe you have a child in your life that you haven't had a good relationship with, or you have a broken relationship with right now. And your plan is that you want that relationship restored. Well, you have to ask yourself every day, is what I'm doing moving me toward that plan? And your main plan, the main plan of all of us should be our God-given destiny. What is that plan? What is God's given destiny for us? See, if we stay in God's destiny for us, if we stay in what He has planned for us, then that relationship with that loved one will be mended and healed. Now, that doesn't mean you stay in relationships that are harmful to you. That doesn't mean you stay in abusive, addictive relationships with husbands, children, men, women, bosses, whoever it is. It means that you follow God's plan. And what is God's plan? His plan is in 30,000 scriptures of the Bible. There are over 31,000 scriptures in the Bible, and 30,000 of them are promises to God. Promises from God, promises about God, promises to you, promises from you to God. They're promises. And God wants you to stand on His Word. He wants you to know that He loves you. He wants you to know that as you keep your plans and your eyes looking straight ahead and fix your eyes on your Lord and Savior, that you won't be looking off in unhealthy directions. There's somebody watching the program today that you've been really struggling with addiction. You've struggled with alcohol, drugs. Maybe there's somebody watching, I don't know, in this area, but I'm pretty sure in the numbers of people that are watching the program, there's somebody that's struggling with a relationship. Perhaps it's a marriage. Perhaps it's a relationship with a man that you know you shouldn't have a relationship with. God wants you to walk in His divine destiny as who you are. He wants you to know that He intends for you to experience His abundant blessings on everything you do. He wants you to know that you can rejoice and be glad and walk in the plan that He has for you to have an extraordinary life. See, God wants you to focus on the future, and the future's now. The future is now. The future is not tomorrow. Yes, it is partly tomorrow, but the future is now. The future is right now today. And 2 Peter 3:18 says that in the now you're growing in favor in the Lord, and you expect it all the time. God wants you to walk, and not only walk, but run to be with Him in His ways. Run. That's Psalm 119:32. He says, run to my ways. Run to my ways. And that's not hard. Now, you've watched me long enough to know I'm a have fun gal. I have fun everywhere I go with everything I do. I have fun on my farm. I have fun at the studio. I have fun in the ministry. I have fun on this broadcast. God wants you to have a fun life, a good life, a life of goodness and blessing and laughing and joy, because joy is your strength. Amen? So let's remember today. And let's thank Heavenly Father. Let's thank Him today that we can have His destiny, that we can have the goodness that He has planned. I have a guest today that I want you to meet by the name of Hannah Drake, and you're going to see what kind of plans God had for her, and it's amazing. She's written books, written poetry. She works at one of the churches here in Louisville, Kentucky, where I'm broadcasting from, and you're going to be so blessed with Hannah. You're going to be so amazed at her life. See, I like having amazing people on my life, on my program that has amazing lives. And she has an amazing life. When you come back with me, we're going to have Hannah on. We're going to rejoice with the Lord and hear what God has done for her, how He's encouraged her to write and write poetry and honor Him with it. I love you so much. I'm Rose. You're watching Clear Vision. Stay with me. I'll be back in just a minute. Pay attention to your book offers.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days the Champion in You.
Lord, we are having such a good time in the studio today, and I am so blessed. I'm Rose. You're watching Clear Vision, as you know, and you've just been offered two great books, and you may have seen them before and not ordered them, but I want you to order these two books, 30 Days the Champion in You, and Keep It Simple. The scriptures in these books will bless you. They will keep you on God's path of victory, and teach you how to walk in God every day. God wants you blessed. He wants you standing in His power, in His presence. So order 30 Days the Champion in You. This is a 30-day devotional with 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayer. And get this little book for sure, and order Keep It Simple. And I have a guest with me today, and she has a book I want you to order called Hannah's Plea, Poetry for the Soul. This is a fabulous little poetry book. I haven't had the chance to read it, Hannah, but I've seen some things that are in it, okay? And I am amazed at you, all right? That's why you're here, because I'm amazed at you. And I want you to order Hannah's book. Keep watching the broadcast, listening to Hannah. She is an awesome woman of God, and we are going to be speaking to you today about things that the Holy Spirit is telling us. We had a little glitch in the broadcast just a minute ago and had to stop and start over, and it gave Hannah and I a minute to talk. And Hannah, I'm so glad you're with me today, honey.
Thank you very much.
I am really blessed by you, and I want to get to know you better.
Okay.
I've only known you through Louise.
Yes.
Which is our ministry staff assistant with me here, and she wouldn't hush talking about you, okay? In fact, she talks too much about you. You may want to correct her on that. Tell her quit talking about you. But I've read over the little information sheet that you turned into Louise, and before we get started on one of the topics that you wanted to talk about here,
yes,
which is how to love yourself, or that loving yourself is critical.
Right, right, right.
See, we're talking about making a plan, and God has plans for us for our destiny.
Right.
And one of those plans is His Word that says, love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love other people. And in the Greek it says, as well as love yourself.
Right.
And we know, you know, I know, and I'm so thankful to run into you knowing that that's one of the hardest things people have to do is love their self.
Yes.
They don't love their self. Let's look at this scripture real quick, Hannah, in Isaiah 60. It says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you.
Yes.
Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Read that again for the audience, the viewing audience. Read that again.
Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Glory to you, Father.
I love that.
See, yes, if we can understand but how do we do this?
That is it's a hard process to actually say, I love me, and it's okay to say, I love me. And the funny thing, we can say that so easily to someone else, but to actually look in the mirror and see yourself and I wrote a poem actually called I Love Me, and in the poem I say, you know, when I look in the mirror, there are no adornments. It's just me and my reflection, and I can't dress it up, and you can't dress up the inside of you because you know what it is. And I think one of those things I had to do was confess what those things were that were inside of me, And in the poem, I said I was broken and lonely and sad, and I was raw and I was open and I was exposed. And finally, once I could see that, and then I could say, in spite of all this mess, because God can bless this mess, so it's okay to say, I love me, that's okay.
Yes.
But it's really a daily process to know that whatever it is, God can look right beyond that and take it and make it something so beautiful.
I grew up, you're a lot younger than me, okay? I know everybody thinks I'm this young chick, and I like to, I believe that too, but we all know Rose's age that know me. I grew up in a time when you were told if you wanted to take care of yourself or do for yourself, you're selfish.
Right, right, right.
You're not considerate of other people.
Right.
You're thinking too much about yourself.
Right.
And you're not to put that much attention on yourself.
Right.
So what brought you to, let's go back and I don't want to, some people don't like to tell their age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to tell your
31.
Age? 31. 31 years old. You're a baby, aren't you?
I hope so.
See, I'm a baby. I'm a baby too, but a different age baby. You have come to this at a young age.
And see, and I think that I've come late. I wish I had come so much earlier.
Well, yes, you probably do, because you see the years. At what point did you come to the understanding that God loves you and you can love you? What point did you come to that?
I think maybe that was about 6-7 years ago. And like I said, it's a daily process. You know, it's daily. You have to wake up and say, I love me today, and that's okay. And God loves me today, and that's okay. And then, because life happens, you know, and sometimes you don't feel lovable. You know, you may have done something or said the wrong thing or gotten a fight or done something that you know is against, you know, what the word says, and you may not feel lovable. So daily, I don't want to call it a struggle, but it's a daily process.
It's a process. When we get into the atmosphere with the Lord,
right,
that He has created us.
Mm-hmm.
And He said He created us in His image.
Right.
That's good
right,
enough.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, girlfriend, that's good enough,
right,
okay?
Right.
If you want any better than that, you better look at Walmart or somewhere. Because good enough is God's image.
Right.
And what does that image mean? That means we're right, righteous through Christ, in right standing with God.
Right.
It means we're holy in His sight. It means we're holy women of God.
Right.
Even though, like you said, you have a past.
Mm-hmm.
You've been through a divorce.
Right.
You've been in a adulterous relationship.
Right. You so get me.
You've been a thief. You've been a thief.
Right.
You've been
right.
into drugs.
Right.
You've been into jail.
Right.
Whatever you've been into that was not honoring God, that's yesterday.
Right. And God can take all of that and use it for something else. And even me, you know, I'm originally from Colorado, and I lived in a battered woman shelter with my daughter, and a lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
And one day there was a payphone. This is, you know, even before cell phones were really big, and we've been here for about 8 years, and the payphone just rung, and I picked it up, and I don't know why, but it had to be God, because on the other end was my dad I hadn't seen in 10 years.
Wow.
And he said, come home, and that's how I ended up in Louisville.
Wow.
And I said, how did you know I was here? And he said, your mom told me. And he said, it was time for you to come home. And I hadn't seen him. They knew I had a daughter. They never even seen my daughter. And she was 3 at the time. So when I got here, I thought, God, what am I going to do? And you're talking about having a plan.
How old was your daughter then?
She was 3.
3 years
yeah.
old.
Three
and
years
she,
old.
And she's now?
12.
12
yes,
years old.
Yes, she turned
old.
12 in January.
Praise the Lord.
And I thought, I need a job. You know, what am I going to do? And I said, I'll just go to this temp agency. And they didn't give me a test or anything. They said, tomorrow, you need to go to this church and start working.
Wow.
So it's like God had everything laid out. And that's destiny. That's God already. He said, I know the plans I have for you.
Yes.
And then when I got into church, I started writing. And I started sharing my writing with the woman in the church.
Wow.
And then somebody else heard me and said, well, can you come to my church and do that? And it was just
Is
a daily
Bates,
process.
Is this Bates Memorial where you go?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So it was just a daily process, but I, at the time I felt, you know, God, I've done all this stuff and you know, my life is so chaotic and what am I going to do? And he told me, in your writing, just tell them what you've done because you're not the only one. You know, and people see you and think you have this great, wonderful life, and you write books, and you're so wonderful, and you're thinking, baby, if only you knew. You know, and the same, God is no respecter of person. Yes. So the same thing that he's done for me, he can do for you. And so that's why I like to share my story. And then people think, okay, well, if she came out of a shelter, and she can now be an author and be on, you know, this show, then what can God do for me?
Exactly.
You know, so that's why I like to, you know, I don't like to... make it all glitzy and glamour. I like to tell people, no, baby, you don't know the half, you know, so that they can see a reflection maybe of themselves and then get their destiny.
If we had the way to see the full future of God,
right.
His plans are so great.
They are.
His destiny for us is so great that we're not handling. God said it to me this way one day, Hannah. He said, Rose, I said, oh, tell me what's going to happen next year.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Rose, you're not handling today.
Right, and you're so correct.
Why do I tell you about next year?
Right, right.
So the destiny of God is to stay focused on him.
Right.
And understand that we are who he says we are.
Right.
That is his plan.
Right.
That is his plan, that we have that plan to stay focused on him. Amen?
Right, right. And that's what he said. If you seek me first, all the other things, you know, will be added. I didn't think, well, you know, I need to get my life right and be saved so I can write books. You know, I thought I need to do this for me and for my relationship with Christ. And he added all those other things, you know. That's how you need to go into it, with a relationship type of mentality.
The floor producer's cueing me.
Okay.
With time cues, and they're telling me I have 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I don't want to end our time together. So I want you to keep going.
Okay.
I'm going to squeeze my end of this program in. You just keep in mind I'm giving you the rest of the time, except for maybe about 3 minutes for me.
Okay.
And I want you to look at the viewer, to someone that may be watching, that you are feeling in your spirit that God is wanting you to speak to. And just speak to them, Hannah. Speak to them the way you're talking to me.
Okay.
I'm looking at a gorgeous, successful, happy, joyful, settled, stable, wise young woman. It just blesses my heart. It just blesses my heart, okay? And I want you to share with whoever's watching that needs to hear how, in just a few minutes, just 1 or 2 minutes, how you see them coming to that.
Okay.
Okay?
I believe whatever it may be, in your past, whatever mistakes that you have made, you know, the Bible says that he can give you beauty for your ashes, and that I'm a firm believer that in all pain there is purpose. And so whatever may have taken place, whatever you may have done, just know that God can truly use that to bless you. And it's okay to admit those things, and you admitting that, you may actually have the key to unlocking someone's chains. So just admit it, know that God can use it, and that it is okay. And the same thing he has done for me, he can do for you as well.
Hannah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This time has been too short. And I need you back with me again
at
a later time.
Back.
Yes.
Thank you so
much. I'm looking forward to coming to the church. However that works out.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll be there with you.
Thank you.
On my own, honey.
Yes.
You got to take care of me over there.
I will.
All right?
Okay.
Father, we just thank you today that you've blessed us, you've honored us, you've glorified us, and you've honored us to honor you. See, God honors us. When we bow ourselves in the presence of God, he honors us. I want to read a testimony today to you that... came in, and it came in by way of an email, and I can't tell you how blessed I am when you email your testimonies in, when you email your praise reports in,
and you let me know that God is moving in your life and that this program is ministering to you. This one comes from a person who says that a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Well, Hannah, we've been refreshed today by you.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
We have. And the testimony says that, Rose, I want to thank you for teaching me that God's system works on the principle of sowing and reaping. Simply put, I've learned that if I'm kind to others, then others will be kind to me. What I sow, I'll reap. And when I refresh others, I'll refresh and I'll be refreshed. I thank you, Rose, that I have learned how to do what you've asked me to do and take steps to sow into other people's lives. The other day, I paid for someone's groceries in a line at the grocery store. Oh, isn't that cool? And then I learned that I could make a special meal for a friend in need that I didn't like. That's pretty awesome. And I've learned that if I ask God to show me how to refresh others, He will get in the habit of looking for ways to be a blessing to me. Beloved, you have got to be a blessing to be blessed. That's just the plain and simple of the law and principle of God. You have got to be a blessing to be blessed. And we want to bless you on this program. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. That's why Hannah was here today. That's why any guest that I have is here. And we're wanting to bless you, and we want you to be a blessing to us. Order the books and get the DVD of this program. You can now order the DVD of this program. Any program you're watching, you can order that. Sow a seed into this ministry. Sow a seed generously. Sow a seed the Lord leads you. Let Him be a blessing to you, because He has that plan for your life. I love you. I've been blessed to be with you today. And come back with me next time. I'm Rose, and this has been Clear Vision. God bless you. See you again.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.